The early tests of Iowa and New Hampshire are passed, and now the presidential nominating process expands rapidly across the country. Next Tuesday, 7 states will hold primaries or caucuses. The 3 most populous of these states are Missouri, Arizona, and South Carolina. We have brief reports from each, beginning with NPR's Adam Hochberg in Columbia, South Carolina.
To win the year's first Southern primary, candidates will have to appeal to an electorate different from the ones in Iowa and New Hampshire. South Carolina is poorer economically and has a larger minority population. African Americans may cast as many as half the primary votes. Today, John Edwards tried to win support at predominantly black South Carolina State University.
I was born in South Carolina. I have family in South Carolina. I have roots in South Carolina. I will not forget where South Carolina is after February the 3rd.
Edwards leads in polls here and almost certainly needs to win South Carolina for his campaign to survive. His local upbringing appeals to voters like William Pruitt, a South Carolina State professor.
People in the South seem to have been left out of the country in terms of economics. And I think Edwards can identify with that. And to me, that's important.
Pruitt says education and jobs are big issues in South Carolina, where traditional industries like textiles are withering under foreign competition. But State Senator Robert Ford says another factor also will influence voters.
The major issue is winnability in South Carolina. If you're a Democrat, you got to be able to carry at least 4 or 5 Southern states. And ain't nobody going to do that unless they're from the South.
So that's going to be bigger than foreign trade issues,
oh, no,
than civil rights
issues? They don't care about that. They're looking for somebody who could win.
A weekend poll showed John Kerry running second in South Carolina, even though he hasn't been in the state since September. Only today did Kerry begin airing TV ads featuring one of his Navy crewmates.
The bullets began to hit the side of the boat, the boom, the pow, pow, pow. We found out that John Kerry can lead.
It may be a challenge getting people here focused on politics. The aftermath of a weekend ice storm is dominating the news. 100,000 homes have no power. And 2 days before the primary, there will be another contest that's generating a lot more local interest, the Super Bowl, in which the Carolina Panthers will play. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Columbia.
I'm Greg Allen in St. Louis. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, North Carolina Senator John Edwards, and activist Al Sharpton are all making campaign stops here today. They're the first appearances by any of the candidates since Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt pulled out of the race a week ago. Gephardt had been expected to easily carry Missouri. His withdrawal means the 74 delegates at stake here Tuesday are up for grabs, the most of any primary next week. But so far, candidates have not exactly flocked to the state. And that's been disappointing to Missouri's Democratic Party chair, Mae Sheevy.
This is a very delegate-rich state. It's a great state in the fact that it's very diverse with our urban, suburban, and rural areas. And it's just a state that if you can win here, you can win everywhere.
A poll released today by the Kansas City Star shows John Kerry with a strong lead in Missouri, 16 points ahead of his closest rival, John Edwards. John Kerry's Missouri headquarters was hastily set up just this week in a firefighter's union hall in South St. Louis. His state campaign director, Roy Temple, was only hired over the weekend. Because it's a big state with at least 4 media markets, Missouri is a tough place to throw together a campaign overnight. But Temple says winning here is important.
Missouri is going to be a battleground state in the November election, and carrying the state during the primary and having some momentum here going into the general election will be quite valuable as well. So I think the investment they make in resources and time here will yield dividends over the long term.
This is the first time Missouri has ever held a primary this early, and it's not clear how many voters are even aware of it. Over the next few days, Missourians should hear a lot from the candidates. The Kerry and Edwards campaigns are beginning to run ads here this week, and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is planning a visit to Missouri over the weekend. Gephardt has indicated he's not going to endorse any of his former rivals before next week's primary. But Edwards has picked up the support of Congressman Ike Skelton and former Kansas City Mayor Emanuel Cleaver. Kerry has endorsements from former Senators Tom Eagleton and Gene Carnahan. Greg Allen, NPR News, St. Louis.
This is Mark Moran in Phoenix. A poll released here last night shows General Wesley Clark with a scant lead over Senator John Kerry in Arizona. Dr. Bruce Merrill, a longtime political pollster at Arizona State University, says Clark's lead is probably due in large part to Arizona's 600,000 military veterans.
One of the largest concentrations for a state this size in the nation. And so I think the combination of appeal to veterans and the fact that he has been the most visible candidate here gave him the early lead.
Clark has also spent more than his rivals here on TV advertising, tailored to appeal to those veterans.
General Clark was very supportive of women. I'm just an average soldier.
Arizona will be the first state to test the candidate's strength among Hispanics, who were 26% of the voting age population in Arizona. But Merrill says the full power of that vote may be years away.
You have as many conservative, flag-waving VFW Hispanics as you do Cesar Chavez Chicanos. So it's hard to mobilize them and somehow think they're going to vote as a group. They're not going to vote as a group.
There are 55 delegates up for grabs in Arizona, the first Western state to hold its primary this year. The primary date was moved up from March by Democratic Governor Janet Napolitano. Well over half of the Democrats likely to vote next week say they're undecided. State Party Chairman Jim Peterson says Arizona's diversity makes this the first state where no candidate has a true advantage.
I would argue that we represent the national electorate better than does either New Hampshire or Iowa. So I think whoever wins the Arizona primary is going to be a good indication as to who our next nominee is going to be.
President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney have both been in Arizona in the last few weeks. They discussed job creation and the Bush administration's proposed immigration reform plan, issues that Democrats like to run on, but the Republicans hope to turn to their advantage this fall. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.